We're beginning our third week of our Advent season that should give us, if not 4 full weeks, close to that. But this year, Christmas being on the 25th, on a Monday, we have basically 3 weeks, another week left. You know, so we are kind of short in this time of Advent, because this time the liturgy, you know, it's kind of divided in two moments. The first 2 weeks, up to the 15th December, we celebrate the Advent. But the idea of celebrating Advent at that time is preparing ourselves to Jesus' second coming. It's look way in the future. You know, how are we preparing for that? And then from the 16th, which is today, we kind of, you know, take a turn. And then we, in our liturgy, we begin to meditate more on the events of the first Christmas. Not only is like we're looking back at what happened in Bethlehem or before Bethlehem and everything else, but is trying to look at that so that it will make sense for us today. So we are in that moment. And the third Sunday of Advent represents that turn. It is called the Sunday of Joy. Now we heard in the second reading, the letter of Paul to the Thessalonians, rejoice in the Lord, I repeat, rejoice. Because it is a time of joy. It is a time of hope, but is an assurance, not a hope that, well, maybe, perhaps, you know, it's when you talk about hope in faith as a virtue, there is no place there for a maybe. It is an assurance. It is just not here yet, that encounter, that presence of the Lord. But we are on that journey, and we are happy to be there. It's like when we, you know, and I know many of you will have at this time, you prepare your home, you decorate your home. Some might be starting to get tired of that decoration if you decorate it too early. But, you know, it's Christmas, and some will receive family or friends that will come over. Or maybe you yourselves will visit someone for this time and celebrate with them. And, you know, in the book, the children's book, The Little Prince, you know, Saint-Exupéry, the French author, he will say, you know, there is the little prince that befriends a fox. And they, in their dialogue, they talk about friendship. And there's a moment that the fox says, you know, a friend is someone that, if you know they're coming at 6, you are happy already at 4. Meaning, the waiting, the expectation is a moment of that happiness. That's what we celebrate. That's what I usually repeat I've been repeating this for maybe for the past 11, 12 years, this example. But always say that on the third Sunday of Advent for some reason. Well, the reason because it shows to me that idea of turning, you know, on what happened in 2005. 2005, I was with a group of pilgrims into the Holy Land. The first time I went to the Holy Land, it was not Christmas time. It was March. That was the time we were there. So happened that when we, our pilgrimage would take us then to Rome, would visit Rome and Assisi, the two places in Italy. Then we'd come back to the States. And it so happened that while we were on the last days of our journey, we were in Jerusalem, then Pope John Paul II died. He was very sick at the time, and he died. Now he's Saint John Paul II, but he died, and Well, we continue because we had our journey, everything prepared. So when we got to Rome, it was the days of his funeral. And of course, we didn't see basically anything in the city. You basically couldn't move. You know, it was just too many people had come from all over, all the squares and everything that you could see. People were setting tents so that they could sleep, they could stay there. Anyway, a group of people of the pilgrim said, "Oh, we came here and we want to, you know, to see the Pope. So we want to be online. And we want to go to the Basilica of St. Peter's Basilica and, you know, give our last farewell to the Pope." And I said, "Okay, I will be with a group of six or seven." And that occasion was all ladies. They want to go, so I would join them. And the others, you know, they were around the city or something. It was a lot of people. They told us we had to stand in line for about 6 hours. We enter a line, there are many, so we enter one about noon. There is the Tiber River that is not far away from the Vatican. So just by the river, there was a bridge. It took forever to cross that little bridge. And then there was the avenue, the boulevard that leads straight to the St. Peter's Square and then to the Basilica. So we were on the side street, and took us about 7 hours to get just to cross the bridge. I'm not talking about, I don't know, Verrazano Bridge. I'm just talking about a short bridge, you know. But it took us 7, 8 hours. I don't even remember exactly. But when it was about 7:30 p.m., it was the time that we turn. You know, we enter the main avenue, and in our case, we turn left, and we could see the basilica in front of us. You know, all lighted up already, you know, beautiful, and everybody was rejoicing and say, you know, it was a funeral, but it was a celebration, a beautiful celebration of faith. That time we were praying psalms, we were singing, we were online, you know, praying all the time, you know, and so it was a celebration of eternal life. It was not, you know, we're sorry that we had lost such a great Pope, but we were celebrating. And that joy, you know, we are not there yet, we thought, but we are on that direction. It would take us another 8 hours to get to the Basilica itself. So we were like 14, 15 hours all together in line, but we managed to get in, and we had our 20 seconds passing in front of, you know, his body. That was the whole time that they allowed us. We almost had to run because of the number of the people, but it was worthy any second being there. You know, that joy of knowing that you are walking toward, in your life, in your moment of your life that you see, I think is a day of questioning. Am I happy? Does this moment, especially this time of Christmas, of celebrating this, does that bring happiness? Happiness, as I say, does not mean only, you know, have a smile in my face. As I said, we were on a line of a funeral, but there was that joy as a gift of the Spirit, joy as a moment of knowing that God is so close. And that's what we're called, you know. You see, in the gospel, people are looking for John the Baptist. He was there to give testimony. He was there to show who is the Christ. It's interesting. They ask, "Who are you?" And he says, "Oh, I'm not the Christ." So people are confused. But he's saying, "I'm here just to point out where or who is the Christ, you know, the chosen one by God, the Son of God." So as we are getting closer and closer, let us enjoy a moment of happiness. Let us allow this moment, even though we might have so many challenges and said, "How can I celebrate Christmas this year? How can I rejoice with so much going on, you know, in our world, in if not in my life, in my family, but just outside and beyond, all over the world, so much division and violence and hatred. How can we celebrate the joy and the happiness? Well, the challenge is great. The challenge is out there. So all the more we need to show the world that there is happiness out there. And it's not just the jolly happiness of, you know, exchanging gifts, and it's all part of that, but that's not the essential. The essential is unwrapping that great gift that is God Himself, who comes into our world, who wants each one of us to realize that our life is meaningful, that our life is worth living. And the Lord is there by our side, each step of the way, each moment of the way. We do not walk alone. As we rejoice, as we celebrate, may we share in John's mission, John the Baptist. He had to show to the people who came to him who the true Messiah was. We can show the world where the fountain of happiness lies, where true happiness is. If we found it, may we be blessed enough to share it and leave a moment of these last days as we prepare. Let's every day say a prayer to the Lord. You know, Lord, fill the world with happiness. Fill the world with joy. But for that to happen, first we must feel in our own hearts that joy, that meaningful encounter that we are called to attend, of our sometimes broken humanity with the grace and mercy of our God. And He comes as a child, available, present, near to all of us. And for that, we have to rejoice.